Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. I'm your host, John Barth, and this is episode number 4. On this episode, we will look at our fourth fundamental of success, and it's the outside fundamental of living by our principles. Living by our principles is the action we take as the result of the inside fundamental we talked about last time, knowing our integrity. Our actions must line up with the truths and principles we hold in our heart so we can maintain our integrity. The right thing to do is often the hardest thing to do. So we have all probably heard the phrase, we can't just talk the talk, we've got to walk the walk. And that sums up this fundamental of success very well. As we talked about last time, we're going to be tested. We're going to come to a crossroads. Someone is going to test our integrity, or some kind of adversity is going to be thrown at us. And very often, the people around us are waiting to see how we're going to react, and if we're going to actually live by the principles that we talk about. As I reflect on my own life experiences, I know there are times where I just don't feel right about a decision I made or my behavior in a certain situation. And when that happens, we need to look at the actions we took and test them to see if they align with our integrity. If we did something that got us into trouble and it didn't align with what we truly believe, then we need to take ownership of our actions and make sure our behavior changes the next time we're in that situation. But sometimes, when we don't feel right about something and we look at our integrity, we realize that our mindset is actually what needs to change. And this is when real change occurs, because when we realize that how we see the world is not the most beneficial for ourselves and the people in our lives, and when we see that our behavior is a signal to change our belief system and our integrity, then we make the connection that real change occurs from the inside out. So the first idea of living by our principles is to not make a decision until we have to. There's a book called The Contrarian's Guide to Leadership, and it was written by Stephen Sample, who was the president of the University of Southern California. And in it, he talks about something he calls thinking gray. It's basically staying neutral and not making a decision until a decision has to be made. And I really like this idea, because so often something happens, somebody says something, and we think we have to respond right away. Now, without a doubt, there are times that require an immediate response, and so if it's one of those situations, we're going to have to make a quick decision. But many times, we don't need to have an immediate response. And so it's okay to take our time and really reflect on our integrity, the truths and principles that we hold. It's okay to question ourselves. It's okay to seek advice from others. The important thing in living by our principles is to make sure our actions line up with our integrity. So don't make a decision until a decision is required. This is also going to keep us out of a lot of situations that we drag ourselves into. As I like to say, many times things work themselves out on their own. And so a lot of times situations are resolved before we even need to make a decision and take action. Sometimes the best action is being patient to wait for the right opportunity to make a decision. Secondly, the hardest thing to do is often the right thing to do. And why is that? It's because oftentimes the world thrives on negativity. It looks for controversy or a way to seek attention, but these things often pull us into unhealthy situations. So when we do come to that crossroads, if the decision that we have to make, the choice that we want to make, seems like the hard one, many times that is going to be the right thing to do because the world wants us to conform to it. It wants us to just go along with the crowd. And what's the problem with that? Remember, success is the process of striving to achieve excellence, which is our full potential. And how can we really reach our full potential by simply going along with the crowd and doing what everybody else does? So when we get tested, we need to look at it as an opportunity to live by our principles and show the world the truth and values we really hold in our heart. The other thing is that conforming to the world and trying to manipulate our external story of how other people perceive us gives us immediate feedback and makes us feel good in the moment when we cave to the desires of others. But living by our principles is often a very lonely experience because many people are transactional. In other words, if they can't get something out of us to benefit their own agenda, then they don't want to have anything to do with us. Abraham Lincoln, maybe one of the most widely respected human beings for living by his principles, was not widely popular during his own lifetime. His list of failures to get elected throughout his life prior to being president greatly outnumbered his successes. And it seemed like no matter what decision he made as president, he could never please everyone. I think Abraham Lincoln would definitely agree with a lady who also lived in the White House, though it was some 70 or 80 years later, Eleanor Roosevelt, who said, "Do what you feel in your heart to be right, for you'll be criticized anyway." What did Mrs. Roosevelt mean by that? She meant live by our principles. Don't make decisions to please others or because it will get people to leave us alone. Have integrity. Know the principles and values we hold in our heart, and then have the courage to live by those principles. Be authentic. Be true to ourselves. Make decisions based on our vision, principles, and values. The world will be a better place if we do. And that wraps up our second pair of fundamentals, as we have looked at having a vision and pursuing our dreams, as well as knowing our integrity and living by our principles. On our next episode, we'll dive into the inside fundamental of having the mindset of seeking excellence. Do you need direction and guidance as you harness the power of journaling to write your own story? Go to www.johnbarthbooks.com, that's J-O-N-B-A-R-T-H books.com, and pick up a copy of the 1% Journal or sign up to get started with our Write Your Own Story Journal Challenge. Remember, the best way to make a difference in the lives of your students and athletes is to make 1% improvements and give them a better version of you every day.